CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 22nd of February, 2026, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. RSGB 2026 elections. Nominated director candidates announced. A year in numbers. 2025. A celebration of RSGB achievements. Former RSGB president Colin Thomas, G3PSM, is now a silent key. In this year's RSGB elections, there are vacancies for two nominated directors. Following a rigorous selection process, the Society's Nominations Committee has chosen to put forward Graham Smith, Golf for November Mike Delta, and Patrick Wood, 2 Echo Zero India Foxtrot Bravo, for endorsement. RSGB members will be able to vote to endorse these candidates when voting opens on Wednesday the 18th of March. To help you learn more about the candidates, the RSGB has published two videos. The candidates weren't given the questions in advance and were interviewed separately. You can watch their in-depth answers in a single, easy-to-view video. Whilst the two-minute video provides their brief thoughts on RSGB membership, you can watch them on the RSGB YouTube channel and on its website at rsgb.org/candidates. Amateur radio continues to evolve, and the RSGB in turn develops how it supports current radio amateurs and reaches out to new audiences. The RSGB General Manager, Steve Thomas, M1ACB, wrote his annual feature called A Year in Numbers for the March issue of Radcom. In it, he shared some of the year's great achievements, in which RSGB headquarters staff have often led the way. Read the full feature and view the infographic on page 48 of the March edition. You can also see the highlights in a brief video on the RSGB YouTube channel at youtube.com/TheRSGB. It's with great sadness that we report the passing of Colin Thomas, Golf 3 Papa Sierra Mike. Colin worked tirelessly for the RSGB and was president from 2008 to 2009. He made a great contribution to the acquisition and defence of radio spectrum. Within Region 1, he played a leading role in the acquisition of additional bands, including 136 kHz, 472 kHz, allocations at 5 MHz, and the expansion of 7 MHz. He also led the successful defence of existing allocations. IARU Region 1 radio amateurs owe him a huge debt. Colin was an honorary life vice president and a recipient of the Founders Trophy in recognition of his work both for the Society and for the IARU. A full tribute to Colin is being prepared for the RSGB website and for Radcom. The RSGB is reminding radio amateurs that the frequencies at 5 MHz are only available on a secondary basis to holders of a UK full amateur radio license. Foundation and intermediate license holders are not allowed to operate on 5 MHz. You can find details about this in the OFW 611 amateur radio license terms and conditions booklet, which is available from ofcom.org.uk. And there's also more information about operating on this band at rsgb.org/5MikeHotelZulu. Are you passionate about attracting older people to amateur radio while retaining and engaging our valued senior members? The RCB is seeking an enthusiastic individual to take on the role of Honorary Mature Members Officer. This volunteer leadership role will champion the inclusive ethos of amateur radio and promote how the hobby can be enjoyed by all, irrespective of age. You will help to ensure that mature members feel supported, valued, and actively involved, and build a small team to develop initiatives that strengthen engagement across our community. If you are an RSGB member and are committed to helping others remain active and involved in the hobby they love, visit rsgb.org/volunteers to read the full role description and find out how to apply. Time is running out to submit your entry to the RSGB 2026 Construction Competition. The deadline is Sunday the 1st of March. You will need to email a short description of your entry and up to 4 photographs. It is also recommended to send a link to a video that demonstrates your entry working. More details on submitting your application can be found via rsgb.org/construction-competition. The results of the competition will be announced during the RSGB 2026 Annual General Meeting on Saturday, the 18th of April. To encourage activity on the 2-meter band, the 145 Alive team has introduced 145 Alive 50. The trial period for this initiative runs until the 18th of April. The rules are simple. Call CQ on the calling channel and have at least one QSO per day on the 2-meter band. Record your contacts and send your log for 50 or more days in ADIF format to 145aliveuk@gmail.com. Electronic certificates will be supplied by the 145 Alive team to successful applicants. And now for details of rallies and events. On Sunday the 1st of March, the Exeter Radio Rally will take place at the Ken Centre, postcode Echo X-ray 6, 7 Uniform Echo. The rally will include a bring and buy area, disabled facilities, catering and free car parking. The entrance fee is £3. Traders can gain entry from 8 a.m. and the doors open to the public at 10 a.m. For more information, email Bill, G7AKJ, via Bravo India Lima Lima, Whiskey Romeo Echo November Charlie Hotel 213 at btinternet.com. And on Sunday the 22nd of March, Callington Radio and Electronics Rally will be held in the Town Hall, New Road, Callington, Cornwall, postcode Papa Lima 17, 7 Bravo Echo. The doors will be open to the public from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. Entry is £2 each, with no charge for those under the age of 16. A comprehensive selection of traders, clubs and societies from the southwest will be present, along with a bring and buy stall and the usual catering service. Pre-booking is essential, so please contact Alastair, M0KRR, via alastair.kiloecho-romeo-romeo-1 at btinternet.com or by phone on 01503-262-755 with your requirements as soon as possible. Visit callingtonradiosociety.org.uk for more information. Now the special event news. Today, Hartlepool Amateur Radio Club will be operating using special call sign Golf Bravo 100 Hotel Golf for World Thinking Day on the air. Listen for activity on the 40, 20 and 10 meter bands, mainly using SSB, possibly CW and FT8. FM contacts will also be possible on the 2 meter and 70 centimeter bands. The operators are keen to make as many contacts as possible, so if you hear them, please give them a call. Celebrating World Radio Day, the VIC Amateur Radio Contest DX Club is operating as 4 Uniform November Romeo until the 28th of February, using CW, SSB and digital modes, QSL via OQRS. Now the DX news. Michael OZ6ABL is active as 5 Zulu 4 / Oscar Zulu 6 Alpha Bravo Lima from Rotamu in Kenya until Saturday the 28th of February. Activities on the 80 to 6 meter bands using CW, SSB, FT8 and FT4. QSL via Logbook of the World, OQRS or via Michael's home call. Ulmar DK1CE is active as Tango Zulu 1, Charlie Echo, from Bamako in Mali until Sunday the 1st of March. He's operating using mainly FT8 on the HF bands. SSB contacts are always possible, eh? QSL via Club Log and Logbook of the World. Now the contest news. Today, the UK Microwave Group Extra High Frequency Band contest runs from 0800 to 1700 UTC using all modes on the 76 to 241 gigahertz frequencies, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The REF contest started at 0600 yesterday and runs until 1800 today. Using SSB on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and serial number. The ARRL International DX contest started at 0 hours UTC yesterday and finishes at 2359 UTC today. Using CW on the 160 to 10 meter bands, the exchange's signal report and transmitter power. American stations also send their state, and Canadian stations send their province. Tomorrow, the RSGB FT4 series contest runs from 2000 to 2200 UTC. Using FT4 on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange is your report. On Tuesday the 24th, the RSGB SHF UK Activity Contest runs from 1900 to 2230 UTC. Using all modes on the 13 centimeter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday the 25th, the United Kingdom and Ireland Contest Club 80 meter contest runs from 2000 till 2100 UTC using CW on the 80 meter band. The exchange is your 6 character locator. On Thursday the 26th, the RSGB 80 meter club championship runs from 2000 to 2130 UTC using CW on the 80 meter band. The exchange is signal report and serial number. The CQ 160 meter DX contest starts at 2200 UTC on Friday the 27th of February and runs until 2200 UTC on Sunday the 1st of March. Using SSB on the 160 meter band, the exchange's signal report and CQ zone. American stations also send their state and Canadian stations send their province. On Sunday the 1st of March, the Worked All Britain 3.5 MHz phone contest runs from 1800 until 2200 UTC using SSB on the 80 meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and your Worked All Britain square. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol. Now, the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA, and G4BAO, on Thursday, the 19th of February. We had a week of relatively low solar flux indices and mostly settled geomagnetic conditions. While the solar flux index fell to be in the 117 to 129 range, the KP index was mostly in the 2s and 3s. This was after the weekend's geomagnetic disturbance due to a large coronal hole that expelled solar plasma in a stream that moved past the Earth at nearly 700 kilometres a second. As a result, HF conditions have been quite good, with plenty of DX being worked. The KP5/NP3VI de Seychelles Island DX position near Puerto Rico has been a struggle for many due to its popularity and the use of solar-powered batteries and low power. One quick hint, try FT8 on the 40-meter band around 7 to 7.30 a.m. You get a grey line enhancement at sunrise, but for much of Europe the band is closing, which means there is little competition. Let us know how you get on. Other DX this week includes 8R1WA in Guyana. This is an Italian team operating until Friday the 27th of February. Chuck will be active as VP2MCV on Montserrat and will be active in the ARRL DXCW contest until the end of the month. And finally, a German team will be operating as J51A in Guinea-Bissau until mid-March. Another large coronal hole became earth-facing on Friday the 20th of February, so we may expect unsettled geomagnetic conditions from today, 22nd. Next week, the Space Weather Prediction Center forecast a low solar flux index of 105 for yesterday, 21st, before rising again to potentially reach 165 by the end of this month. Unsettled geomagnetic conditions are forecast for the 24th and 25th, with an estimated KP index of 5. And now the VHF and UP propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. Friday the 13th and Saturday the 14th of February saw afternoon openings on 50 MHz to TZ1CE in Mali to generate DX interest. However, as expected, it was stations much further south that benefited from the best propagation, with just a few stations in the southern areas of the UK making QSOs on FT8. The present spell of unsettled weather remains the main theme for the period up to the end of the coming week. The pattern is controlled by a strong Atlantic jet stream, so changeable is the watchword, with periods of heavy rain alternating with brighter, showery interludes, and of course, quite strong winds. In terms of propagation, rain scatter is a clear favourite, although in one cloudy period in around Tuesday the 24th, some possible troppo may show up for southern areas of the UK. Meteor scatter options are again subject to random activity, since we are still some way off the next important shower, the Lyrids, in late April. The auroral prospects have, at best, been gently simmering at low values of the KP index, mostly less than 5. Stay tuned, though, because we may see it increase around Tuesday the 24th. So watch the size of fluttery signals on the LF bands, and then check for auroral tones on 10 metres and up through the 6 and 2 metre bands. These events are always a bit of a long shot, but should be worth checking this time. The sporadic e-season is still some way off, though a strong jet stream pattern is always a positive. For EME, moon declination is positive and rising, meaning longer moon windows and higher peak elevation. Past losses continue to fall as we approach perigee on Tuesday the 24th. 144 MHz sky noise starts the coming week low, rising to moderate towards the end. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. Local news for my 2-meter coverage area only this morning. So for the southwest, Bristol, Gordano Amateur Radio Club meets on Wednesdays from 8 p.m. at the Ship, 310 Down Road, Portishead, North Somerset, BS20 8JT. Contact is Malcolm, G4KPM, GordanoRadio@gmail.com. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, BS16 4NE. Meetings start at 7 p.m. and talks start at 8 p.m. The club welcomes all members and non-members. nbarc.org.uk or Dave, G7BYN, on 07533 933 831. Charhampton Amateur Radio Club has a club net on 145.425 megs from 11 a.m. every Sunday. Contact is Colin, 33YHV, 0117 982 3822, or secretary at shirehampton-alpharomeocharlie.org.uk, or look at shirehampton-alpharomeocharlie.org.uk. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. at the Chantry, Thornbury. The club has daily nets via the GB3ZB repeater at 10:30 a.m. The Friday net is on 145.450 MHz from 8 p.m. For further information, contact the club secretary, Terry, via secretary at tangosierragolf@alfaromeocharlie.uk. Western Supermare Radio Society meets at 7:30 p.m. every Monday at Western Supermare Social Club, Devonshire Road. Thursday sees a net via the GB3WB repeater from 8 p.m. For more information, visit Weston Radio Society at gmail.com. In Wales, on Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society has a club night from 7:30 p.m. at Sully Sports and Social Club, CF64 5SP, from 7:30 p.m. On Wednesday, there is a net on 144.550 MHz from 8 p.m. On Friday, there is a Zoom meeting hosted by Richard, MW0HAT. Contact is via Steve, GW5VOG, on 07900560080, or by emailing sierra.charlie-alpha-whiskey-sierra-echo-yankee@sky.com. On Sundays, Blackwood and District Amateur Radio Society has a net on 3.706 MHz from 12 noon. On Tuesdays, the net is on 144.575 MHz from 7:30 p.m. There is a society meeting at Islwyn High School on Friday. Contact is Mark, 2W1MRK, 07972-336-885. Chepstow District Amateur Radio Society meets on the first and third Tuesday of every month from 7:30 p.m. in the Scout Hut next to the British Legion on Grahamstown Road, Sedbury, Chepstow, NP16-7AD. Contact is Gulf Whiskey 4, Lima Whiskey Zulu, .co.uk, on the web. Cumbrian and District Amateur Radio Society has a club night on Wednesdays from 7 p.m. at Hentless Village Hall, NP44 6JZ. To find out more, visit MikeCharlie0YankeeAlphaDelta.club. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubino Recreation Club, Clonidale, Cardiff, CF14 6EA, at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. The club has access for disabled visitors. There are nets via the GB3WB repeater from 9:30 till 10:30 p.m. most nights of the week. Contact is via Hotel Alpha Romeo Charlie, Mike Echo Mike, Sierra Echo Charlie, at gmail.com. On Sundays, Newport Amateur Radio Society has a net on 7.104 MHz at 10 a.m. On Mondays, the D-Star net starts at 8 p.m. There's a net on 145.375 MHz on Tuesday at 8 p.m. The Society hosts a meeting at Ruderin Tabernacle Church Hall on Thursday from 7 p.m. The meeting includes a talk by GW3UZS on integrating SDR radio with a 100-watt amplifier. For more information on events, visit golfwhiskey4echozuluwhiskey.org.uk and look at gw4zw.org.uk/contact-uniform-sierra. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society meets at Ystrad, Rhondda Sports Centre, CF417SY, on Tuesdays between 7 and 9 p.m. More information about the Society can be found by visiting Golf Whisky 2, Foxtrot Oscar, foxtrot.co.uk. Contact is Paul Day, MW0PBD, on 073-94-994-55. And finally, on Tuesday, Uskside Amateur Radio Club holds its club night, starting at 7:30 p.m. in the High Cross Community Hall, Church Close, Rogerston, Newport, NP10 9SH. The club is a registered venue for amateur radio exams. So you can email uskside@newport.gmail.com. Or on the web, look at uskside@alfaromeocharlie.com. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright of the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, romeosierragolfbravo.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.